This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Jason Lockenfora is here. Jason, how you doing?
As good as can be expected or hoped for, I guess, under the circumstances. Hope everybody is safe and as healthy as can be out there. These are definitely strange times.
I wanted to ask you, speaking of strange times, I think when we turn our TVs on, hopefully in fall, and suddenly we see Tom Brady take to the field, but it's in a Tampa Bay Buccaneers uniform. You talk about strange times. First and foremost, did you think that, because I have to admit, I just didn't think that he was leaving. And I thought, okay, if you really want to win another championship, where are you going to go? Are the Tampa Bay Buccaneers that close?
You know, it's funny. We sort of started doing this exercise on my radio show yesterday, which is completely asinine on some levels. But you just started kind of going through the NFC, right? And if we do add a seventh playoff team in each conference, like with Tom Brady and assuming – he's going to be Tom Brady. I'm not saying in terms of the GOAT, but in terms of managing the game, right? Like it would take him 5 years to throw as many picks as Jameis Winston did last year. So if you look at Tampa and where they were last year, and they were in a lot of games, and you say, okay, there were three games where Winston threw four picks or more. That's out. You know what I mean? He's never going to throw more than two in a game. He might only throw eight all season. Now he's going to be more conservative than Jameis. The yards per attempt and total yards is going to be down, and they're probably going to run the ball a little bit more, and they still have to get a running back. But I couldn't come up with seven teams that I absolutely would say are better than a Tampa with Tom Brady, given the pieces on offense, and given that they're still going to make a few more moves there, and they haven't even got to the draft yet. So we don't know the makeup of all these teams, and we're very early in the process. But you also have to be real. Like these people saying there were eight teams for Tom Brady, there were not eight teams that were interested in him and he was also interested in and that he was going to get deep in negotiations with. You know, they just weren't. And the Chargers were always going to be in this thing, and the Patriots were going to be in this thing until the point where, you know, Robert Kraft met with him and didn't throw a bundle of cash at him. Because I think Robert Kraft knew that Tommy's heart was set on seeing what else was out there, and that Belichick, in his heart, felt like, hey, man, we don't have many pieces on offense. And it's been a long time since we broke a quarterback in. And the way we're going to maybe operate, having two quarterbacks on rookie contracts compete, and we're going to run the ball, and we're going to play defense, you know, maybe it's time for our paradigm to shift. Maybe we need a young, athletic, mobile quarterback to build around for the long haul. So he didn't intervene, you know what I mean? Because I think he would have felt like, I'm forcing this. I would be using money to force something together that's not naturally pulling together anymore. So where is he going to go? You know what I mean? The Raiders? Okay, I would have bought that one. The Chargers? Sure, but he decided he wants to do his production company in New York and not L.A., so I get Tampa. Miami would have made some sense if you didn't have a Tua in this draft, if you didn't have a Joe Burrow in this draft that wasn't five quarterbacks in the first round, then maybe, you know what I mean, Miami says we'll take a shot on Tom Brady. But I don't think there were that many teams. I mean, like Phillip Rivers, if he didn't take that 1 year $25 million from Indianapolis, where is he going? Like where is he getting the money?
Right.
It's just not there. There's not enough. Supply and demand is so far in the favor of the teams. You've got such a glut of quarterbacks that even the great Tom Brady, I believe, got limited by it to some degree.
So the next question I want to ask, because we talked to Tom Brady stuff, we've talked about New England. Obviously, in our own backyard, the Packers make a couple of moves. They pick up Kirksey, the middle linebacker. They pick up Wagner, the right tackle. Obviously, areas that they needed to either upgrade or maintain the same and then create some additional money. Give me your thoughts on what the Packers have done thus far.
Yeah, I mean, I think you summed it up pretty nicely. You're trying to kind of keep the waters relatively the same, right? Not get too shallow. I mean, do I think Wagner's belonging? No, but right player, right price. He's not going to, you know, he got cut, so it doesn't count against the compensatory pick formula. Same thing with Kirksey. you know, they signed a lot of guys last year. And so when you're on the other side of that, you're not going to get, you know what I mean? You're not going to get comp picks. Kirksey, when he's healthy, is still a very productive player. Now, that's been an issue the last few years, but you're talking about a high class individual, a guy who is so respected around the league. People who do what he does know how good he is, and they know how good of a person he is, and they know how effective of a football player he can be. So I think these are both, you know, low risk propositions. Maybe you're getting a little older in some spots, but you're stabilizing. You can't pay everybody, and you know, you can't go out and do what they did last year every year. It doesn't work that way in this league.
I know the Packers want additional weapons. Aaron Rodgers needs another wide receiver opposite Devontae Adams. Now, the question becomes, because you obviously want to draft one or two. I mean, there's going to be some quality candidates there. But do you feel a wide receiver as a rookie coming in can be the guy opposite Devontae Adams, or do you think that they still have to look over the fence and possibly get that second-level wide receiver to come in?
No, I'm not. I think part of the reason, and I'm by no means giving Bill O'Brien an out. I think he has completely mismanaged that football team from a management standpoint since he's been the acting GM, and even before it when he was exerting his power without the title. But there were other teams who were in on Hopkins too, and partly because of this wide receiver draft were like, you know what, I'm just going to, and I have to pay him more money, I'm just going to sit this one out and see what I can do in a couple, you know, in 6 weeks or whenever the draft is held, you know, and however it's held. I do think the fact that even if three wide receivers go in the top 15, then there's going to be a run on other positions. You might be able to get, in a normal year, a top 15 type wide receiver somewhere between in the 40s. You know, maybe even in the mid-50s. So I don't think you have to force anything. Now, I love Emmanuel Sanders, and I think Emmanuel Sanders on a winning team. I don't want Emmanuel Sanders on a losing team like Denver. That's a problem. Emmanuel Sanders on a winning team, I think, is an alpha. I think he's a stud. And if Robbie Anderson's market isn't that robust, and it doesn't seem like it is, then that means Emmanuel Sanders at his age market is even less robust. And all things being equal, if he has to take a lesser deal, I guess he probably still does that in San Francisco where they love him. They just don't think they can afford him. But that's a guy who would be on my radar if I'm Green Bay. You know, he'll block, he'll get down and dirty. He's not afraid of contact. He makes plays in high traffic areas, and he just makes plays. So that's a guy who I'm really interested to see what he ends up doing. I mean, obviously at this stage of his career, I don't think anybody thought it was going to be a 4 or 5 year deal, but is it a 1 or 2 year deal? And maybe it's not as front loaded as I would have thought prior to this, in part because there's so many options in the draft.
The other question, we're talking with Jason Lockenfora. We got about a minute here before I got to let you go, but from Radio.com, our NFL insider. Real quick, the trade for Nick Foles going to Chicago, like it or hate it?
I can't figure out the Bears. I mean, the Bears to me are the 2017 going into 2018 Jacksonville Jaguars, where they've cast their lot with a quarterback who can't play. They've doubled down on a bunch of guys all over the field who are closer to the end than they are to the beginning. They're long in the tooth in a lot of spots. I still don't really like their offensive line. And instead of getting somebody who actually is better than Trubisky, they got a guy who can't get through a full season. I mean, if you need Nick Foles for a sprint and it's December, he can probably, you know, do some things. If you need Nick Foles September, and look, Trubisky's going to get benched at some point. He's not going to turn into, especially with no development this offseason, with us probably having no OTAs and maybe a real truncated training camp, he's not going to be around the team enough. Like, I think it's a disaster. I think the Bears will be blown up before the season ends.
All right, great stuff, man. Jason, I always appreciate it. Thanks for hanging out with us for a couple of minutes, and we will talk again soon. I appreciate it, okay?
My pleasure. Be well. Thank you.
Stay safe. There you go. That is our buddy Jason Lockenfora, Radio.com Sports NFL Insider, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.